Whether it's making poverty history, bringing clean water to people, or improving education, many projects in the developing world are funded through aid money. So, where does this money come from, and how effective is it? Giles Bolton is author of Poor Story: How Globalization and Good Intentions Have Failed the World's Poor.
Well, I think you can break it into three types of aid. So, first of all, there's the money you spend through charities and what goes into the collecting box. That's probably about a seventh of the overall aid money that's out there. Then there's the money that's spent through the government of the country you're in, so in our case through the Department for International Development, and that's about 50% of the aid money. And the remainder is the funds that goes through international institutions like the World Bank, like the United Nations. That's also paid for by your taxes, but it's pooled with the money from other countries as well.
And how effective is it?
It's really frustrating, a lot of things about aid, because aid can be really tremendously effective, and there's a number of really good examples and countries that there's been a lot of progress. Mozambique in recent years, Tanzania, you've got millions of new children into school, better healthcare being provided. I think what I find so frustrating is that so much aid, and it has to be said particularly from other countries rather than UK, is not spent efficiently. So it's not really as effective as it should be and as it could be.
And is this about the way in which the countries, the donor countries, spend it, or the way in which the receiving countries are using it?
Well, it's a bit of both, and a lot of people are obviously very concerned about whether their aid money's corrupted and that kind of issue. But it doesn't need to be as complicated as people think it is. When I was running the UK's aid office in Rwanda, we gave the Rwandan government quite a lot of money, but we had some pretty clear conditions about how we'd spend it. So we'd, demand that it would be accounted for and that we had independent auditors going and so forth. With a lot of governments in a lot of countries in Africa, you can have reasonable confidence that you can spend your money fairly effectively. What's more frustrating is that you've got lots of different Western countries all trying to do their aid in slightly different ways, roughly for the same objectives, not coordinating very well, and you end up with a bit of a mess and a bit of a duplication, and therefore not really giving the taxpayer back in countries like the UK the kind of value for money which they should really have.
Is there a solution for that?
There is a solution, and the way it happens a lot on the ground is when donor countries like the UK, Germany, France, America try and pool their resources and all spend it according to the same procedures and with perhaps the same conditions attached. That works a bit better. But personally, I think what would be much more effective would be if you actually tried to gradually get away from Western countries having their aid programs at all. If we're all trying to do the same thing, we don't need to. We can centralize them into a few independent, very, very effective aid agencies. And there are some really interesting studies out there which say some of the international organizations spend the money most effectively. So for your pound of taxpayers' money, gets more people out of poverty spent through a lot of those international organizations than it might do if it's spent through national governments.
Now, when you say these international organizations, we're talking about some of the large charities that we know do work in these developing world countries. Is that correct?
Some of those are very effective, but actually the really big money is spent through people like the World Bank, people like the United Nations Development Programme. And there are certainly some problems with the way in the past they've spent their money, and particularly with the conditions that have been attached to World Bank programmes. But the way they're administered is very, very efficient. So if you can get, the conditions right and not actually force countries to do things they don't want to, but if you can use that form of administration, that's a pretty effective way of spending everybody's aid.
Now, there's that part of me that feels that when you have some big lumbering machine like the World Bank, this money's just going to get swallowed up, whereas you've got that lovely feeling of if you give it to the lady who goes out there and builds her own orphanage, somehow you feel like that's really making a difference.
You're absolutely right. And I think we're all much more comfortable with that idea of giving something tangible. But if you stand back from it, it's quite a strange idea that people like you and I sitting here and have a good idea about what someone in the village of Malawi actually wants. And one of the things that aid suffers from is it's got so many people who are really passionate about it, but perhaps don't have that much experience. And in the same way, I wouldn't go if I had a virus to go and see somebody who doesn't have a medical qualification. Why would I trust my aid money to someone who's maybe just passionate but doesn't actually have much expertise? It does make more sense to try and spend it all in sort of one or two places, but we need to work better at the accountability so we can be, much more effective about telling people where their money is being spent, how it's being spent, and telling that story. At the moment, you've got in a country like Ethiopia, maybe donors from 40 countries, so the UK and all these other European countries, America, Canada, Japan, all trying to do the same thing. What you end up with is a real mess. If you could end up with that spent more coherently, you could account for it much more directly and give people better information about how their money is being spent.
That's Giles Bolton. His book, Poor Story, is published by Ebury.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews
online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.